This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization calls the new coronavirus an enemy against humanity and urges governments to implement a comprehensive, aggressive approach in tackling COVID-19. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization says it is difficult to nail down any one factor or particular scenario behind the surge of cases in Europe. WHO spokesman Christian Lindemeyer tells VOA his agency has been warning for weeks that this novel virus would grab hold and continue spreading with relentless speed around the world. Lindemeyer explains many countries were unprepared to test, treat, and track those infected when the virus struck. He says many still lack the capacity to implement these important measures. He says the lack of medical equipment, tests, personnel, hospital beds, ventilators, and other essential items is a global problem. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Treasury Department wants to start issuing direct payments to Americans within weeks to help stabilize the economy as the coronavirus epidemic threatens taxpayers and businesses. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
A department memo calls for a pair of $250 billion cash infusions, with the first set of checks starting April 6th and a second wave in mid-May. The amounts will vary depending on income and family size. The checks are the centerpiece of a $1 trillion plan to address the coronavirus's economic impact. The proposal also recommends $50 billion for airlines and $300 billion for small businesses. Congress would have to approve it. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The European